President Bush is trying to drive home the point that al-Qaeda in Iraq is not a separate entity, but part of the terrorist network run by Osama bin Laden. In a speech to American military personnel in Charleston, South Carolina, Mr. Bush cited newly released intelligence information on the men at the top of al-Qaeda in Iraq. He said they are mostly foreigners with strong ties to bin Laden's organization.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq is a group founded by foreign terrorists, led largely by foreign terrorists, and loyal to a foreign terrorist leader, Osama bin Laden.
The president took issue with critics who claim terrorists are active in Iraq as a result of the 2003 U.S.-led invasion that ousted Saddam Hussein. He said al-Qaeda struck the United States on September 11, 2001, long before the start of military operations in Iraq.
Our action to remove Saddam Hussein did not start the terrorist violence, and America's withdrawal from Iraq would not end it. The al-Qaeda terrorists now blowing themselves up in Iraq are dedicated extremists who have made killing the innocent the calling of their lives.
President Bush said an American pullout from Iraq would only make the violence worse and would provide al-Qaeda with a new base of operations to launch attacks on the United States.
Al-Qaeda is in Iraq, and they're there for a reason. And surrendering the future of Iraq to al-Qaeda would be a disaster for our country.
Once again, Mr. Bush urged the U.S. Congress and the American people to give his policies more time to work, and he urged skeptical lawmakers to provide the money needed to fund continuing military operations.
For the security of our citizens and the peace of the world, we must give General Petraeus and his troops the time and the resources they need so they can defeat al-Qaeda in Iraq.
On Capitol Hill, prominent Democrats quickly took issue with President Bush's comments. Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts said the president put forward what he called a false rationale for continuing the war.
The fact remains unchanged that the only way in which the Iraqis are going to stand up is if we make clear to them that we are going to be withdrawing our troops over a period of time, with the exception of those necessary to continue to chase al-Qaeda, those necessary to complete the training, and those necessary to protect American forces.
Meanwhile, a new poll shows strong public dissatisfaction with the way both President Bush and Democrats in Congress are dealing with Iraq. The Washington Post ABC News survey of 1,125 respondents indicates that 68% of Americans disapprove of the president's Iraq policy. 63% of those polled gave negative marks to the way Democrats in Congress have handled the war, but by a large margin, those surveyed said they trust Democrats rather than the president to find a solution to the conflict. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.